You know, as a Texan or a Dallasite in particular, I guess you followed the evolution of Texas Utilities and TXU and the bankruptcy. Then there was this confusing energy futures holding that was around for a long time, and there were lots of lawsuits and their spinoffs. Now there are a couple of really successful companies that come out of that. One of them is called Vistra, V-I-S-T-R-A, trades on the New York Stock Exchange. Ticker symbol is VST. And there's a chance that you buy electricity from them, but there's a real good chance you burn electricity from them. Kurt Morgan was named CEO of the company right after they emerged from bankruptcy and changed their name, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Good to be here. Look forward to our conversation.
Yeah, it's a confusing story. Did I misstate anything? I mean, I condensed about 10 years, I think.
Yeah, no, you were spot on, actually. The one thing is the two companies, as you mentioned, one is Oncor,
right,
which is now part of a company called Sempra.
And that's the wires that carry the electricity.
Exactly. And then we are the competitive businesses. We have power generation, and then we have TXU Energy, which is a retailer of power.
Which is the little guy I see on TV telling me I don't get billed at night if I sign on with you.
That's right. That's the free nights program that we have.
So let's talk about the generation first. I saw some numbers and I was astounded. So you generate enough electricity to power 20 million homes. You operate over, you've got customers over 12 different states right now. This turned into is this a bigger business than it was when it went into bankruptcy?
It is. We did a large acquisition recently of a company called Dynegy. We were just a Texas-only company prior to that, and then we did this large acquisition of Dynegy, and, you know, we've got, you know, significant 41,000 megawatts generated. We're the largest privately owned, I should say a public company, but we're the largest competitive generator in the country.
Wow. You know, and you see something like 41,000 megawatts, that doesn't mean anything to me. You tell me 20 million homes, that means something to me.
Yeah, and we have over 50 power generating plants.
So tell me is there a thrust? Because I think of, because Luminant is what was dubbed Luminant for a while. Is part of you too, and I always think of them as coal, but it seems like you're more diversified than that. You're solar and wind and
we
and
are.
I guess crude and oil.
That's right. Well, so we were largely coal, and then we have changed the complexion of the company, and we're now over 50% natural gas fueled, and then we're about 35% coal. So we used to be 80% coal, and now we're only 35% coal. We've got the lowest cost nuclear facility called Comanche Peak.
Right.
And then the new investments we've made, we have a very large, one of the largest in Texas, solar facility that also has a battery storage facility. And then recently we just were awarded a contract to build the largest battery facility in California. 300 megawatts. It's the largest in the world.
So this is, I mean, the idea simply is, I guess you get the electricity from the sun during the daytime, but nobody's home to use it. And so you store it and then you turn the batteries on at night.
That's exactly right. Yeah. When the sun, as you know, when the sun goes down, those solar facilities, you know, at that point in time aren't producing power. So we're able to.
Well, and the wind doesn't blow at night, right?
Well, the wind actually does blow the most at night.
Oh, it does blow at night.
It does. So those two are symbiotic a bit, you know, the solar in the day and the wind at night. The wind actually blows mainly at night.
I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Even when in Texas, it blows all the time.
It does.
So are you right-sized now? Do you keep growing this company? I mean, you're spread out. Like I say, you've got six of the seven big competitive power markets, 12 different states, almost 3 million residential and commercial. So where are you going to be in 5 years?
Yeah, so I think that from a generation standpoint, you know, we're probably the right size. I mean, we might even shrink a little bit on the generation side. Where I think you'll see us grow is on the retail side. We'd like to grow above the 3 million customers. I'd say we'd like to be upwards of 5 million customers by the time we're done. And that'll balance our generation and our retail business out. And then on renewables, I think we'd like to see a bigger portfolio of solar and wind and battery storage. So I think those are the areas where you'd see us grow.
So is that growth by acquisition or organic growth?
It's a little bit of both. So we just announced we're doing a fairly significant organic growth program for our retail business outside of Texas. But I think you'll see us do it a little bit of both.
The electricity market for the consumer in Texas seems to be just as competitive as it could possibly be. I mean, I go on Power to Choose, and, you know, they're mostly people I've never heard of trying to sell me electricity. But all it would seem to be pretty deeply discounted prices. It's hard to believe it would be that profitable. And I don't know, is it that competitive everywhere?
It is. You know, the retail business, you know, in the states where they have opened it up for competition are extremely competitive. And there's no difference here in Texas. I think there's over 300 different product offerings on the Power to Choose. We have significant amount of programs that we have at TXU Energy alone. And we try to look for the attributes of what customers are looking for, and then we develop products that meet that. So it can be a bit confusing, but it is a very competitive business. I will say, though, that if you do it right and you have the scale that we have 1.7 million customers just in Texas alone. When you have that kind of scale, you can make money in the business, but you have to, in my view, you have to be pretty large in order to be profitable in that business.
I would think so. What about natural gas? Is that market ever going to open up here?
Well, I wish it would. You know, we have a natural gas business here in Texas that basically sells to large customers. We're able to do that, but you know, it's not open for residential and small business. Georgia, actually, interestingly, is not open for power, but it's open for open for gas, and I hope that they'll open it up here in Texas. We'd love to be able to participate in that. It would be, obviously, you can imagine, be good for us because we already have the billing set up.
I never thought I'd see a time when my natural gas bill would equal my electric bill, but we're there.
Yeah, we are.
And that price has gone up a lot. So you've got a lot of different names, TXU Energy and Luminant and Dynegy and Homefield Energy are all brands for you, right?
That's right. Homefield Energy, that's exactly right. Then we also have Four Change Energy, which is here in Texas, which is a retail business. And we also have Express Energy, which are also retail businesses here in Texas. Both of those are what I'd say more cost-conscious, less customer service, and more digitally focused businesses.
All good names. Arguably better than Vistra. How did you come up with Vistra Energy?
Well, you know what? I did not come up with that name. Somebody before I got there did, but it's supposed to be the VIS is vision, so for the future, and the TRA is tradition for the past. And so it's one of those manufactured names, Vistra. I had a lot on my plate, and I decided not to fight that one. But that's the name of the company.
You know, I kind of liked Luminant. Dynegy is pretty good, too. And TXU, I mean, that's, my gosh, you can't walk away from a brand like that. You're still selling electricity under it.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, it's fabulous. We look forward to keeping up with the company, especially now that we have a better understanding of it. We'll watch your earnings reports of the New York Stock Exchange and be back in touch. Kurt Morgan is President and CEO of Vistra Energy. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for time.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.